Hi, I'm Ayala Jags. I'm in business just like you. I spend a lot of time on my cell phone and I'm very concerned about the potential dangers of cell phone radiation, and you should be too. I found dozens of studies from around the world linking cell phone use to everything from skin conditions to brain tumors. It's shocking, it's scary. Numerous products claim to block cell phone radiation, but do they really? Then I found the Wave Shield. It's the only shielding device that has survived rigorous testing in an FTC-listed lab and is proven to block up to 97% of cell phone radiation from entering your sensitive inner ear. The Wave Shield is easy to apply, it fits almost every phone, and it really, really works. Don't take chances. Protect yourself, protect your family. The Wave Shield is only $19.95. Take just a moment. Call and order your Wave Shield right now. The evidence is growing. Why take a chance? Protect everyone you love. Call now.
866-989-9147.
All you men out there, you need to listen up. By the age of 60, one in two men already have a prostate-related health issue. What does this mean? It might be an enlarged prostate, difficulty going to the bathroom, and a diminished sex drive. Not a pretty picture. If you're a man, you need to give your body nutrition to support prostate health. There's no question about it. Many people hear this and they might think saw palmetto, but there's something so much better out there. It's called Beta Prostate, and it contains 3,000 times more healthy plant sterols than ordinary saw palmetto. So before you try anything else, try Beta Prostate. Ignoring your prostate's not going to make the problems go away. Taking Beta Prostate is guaranteed to provide effective, all-natural support. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. Call now and find out how you can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. Call now.
Last month, Ready Reserve Foods stated that by fall, food would be in short supply and the government would be forced to impose controls on food and food distribution because of civil unrest and panic. Well, the floods in the heartland of America have all but assured this will happen. It is estimated that 5 million acres of farmland will not be producing over 700 million bushels of corn alone. If you have ever thought about storing food, now is the time to do so. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202 for a free catalog. Larry Matlack, president of the American Agriculture Movement, stated on June 6th that the USDA has only enough wheat stored to make one half of a loaf of bread for every American. Visit us on the web at ReadyReserveFoods.com. 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Act now.
There's some qualification you have to go through to become a first sergeant and they didn't allow her to do that, okay? But she's out now with Gulf War sickness, and I just heard back from her. She's been in Indiana for months and months and months, 2.5 months last winter, with her sister that's sick with cancer, Cindy, her older sister, sick with cancer, and now about 1.5 months now. And I just got a call last night from my wife, a brief call, that her sister had just passed away last night about 10 o'clock. I think my cockatoos are attacking something. I hope it's not the little green men from outer space or the black helicopters. Yeah, let's see. What's going on, guys? Huh? Okay, no black helicopters, folks, and no little green men from outer space that I can see at this time anyway. But I want to get back into this situation, folks, with our soldiers, because they're dear to mine and my wife's heart, our soldiers who are over there fighting for the international criminal elite, not fighting for America, not fighting terrorists at all. The terrorists are the ones that are their bosses in Washington, D.C., in the Pentagon. And but they're constantly, folks, doing something to our soldiers to get rid of them. And so we're very suspicious of what I'm about to tell you here. You know, they during the Gulf War sickness, my wife was running 3 miles a day. And after taking the anthrax vaccinations, she in 3 weeks, she couldn't hardly even walk. I mean, she almost died, almost died. And anyway, we lost 14,000, probably coming up on 15,000 by now, from the first Gulf War. Our soldiers died from the anthrax shots and depleted uranium and so forth and so on, the little white BP pills that they were made to take, experimental drugs. And then, now, as you know, folks, our soldiers come home from the Vietnam War, have some of them have PTSD, and many of them, 200, 300,000, are coming home from the Gulf War today with PTSD, post-traumatic stress syndrome, and they're taking their weapons away from them. They can't have weapons in their home. They can never own weapons again because they have a mental problem, they say. Now, that mental problem doesn't have to be adjudicated by a doctor. It can be a psychiatrist you go in to see and tell her you're having trouble sleeping at night because you keep seeing the little boys and girls' heads blow up that you were told to shoot in the head by your commanders over in Iraq. We've had 7 soldiers come home and tell us that now. That daily they were told to execute men, women, and children over there, and they can't sleep at night. Well, immediately then, the psychiatrist or health care person phones that in to the federal government, and you're then disarmed for life, okay? And many other things are going on, too. But listen to this, folks. Vets taking PTSD drugs die in their sleep. Can you imagine, folks? We just, I went to the VA here 2 weeks ago myself. I'm a Vietnam veteran. And heard that from now on, the Veterans Administration can't proclaim that a soldier has PTSD. They can't do it, because it means that they're going to have to be cared for a long time. So they say you got a mental health problem or you got something, but they're not allowed to say PTSD anymore. And that's what I heard at the VA here in the last couple weeks. But anyway, this is Julia Robinson, I'm sorry. And she's writing an article for the Gazette, West Virginia Gazette, okay? And she says, veterans taking PTSD drugs die in their sleep today. So it makes my wife and I and other soldiers, folks, very suspicious of what's going on. A Putnam County veteran who was taking medication prescribed for post-traumatic stress disorder died in his sleep earlier this month in circumstances very similar to the deaths of three other area veterans earlier this year in the same area. Derek Johnson, 22, of Hurricane, that's a town, by the way, served in the infantry in the Middle East in 2005, where he was wounded in combat and diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder while hospitalized. Military doctors prescribed Paxil, Clomipen, whatever Clomipen is, I don't know, and Seroquel for Johnson. The same combination taken by veterans Andrew White, 23-year-old, of Cross Lanes, Eric Lane, 29, of Kanawha City, and Nicholas Endicott of Logan County. All were in apparently good, healthy condition when they died in their sleep. Johnson was taking Clonopin, I guess it is, and Seroquel, as prescribed, but at the time of his death, said his grandmother, Georgian Underwood of Hurricane, the town of Hurricane. Both drugs are frequently used in combination to treat post-traumatic stress disorder. Clonopin causes excessive drowsiness in some patients. Johnson was also taking a painkiller for a back injury he sustained in a car accident about a week before his death, but was no longer taking Paxil. On May 1st, the night before he died, Johnson called his grandfather, Duck Underwood, and asked if he could pick up his 5-year-old son and take him to school the next day. Johnson and his wife, Stacy, have 3 children, all under 6 years old. Their car had been totaled in the accident the previous week. When Underwood arrived to pick up the boy the next morning, his knocks were not answered at first. He heard Stacy Johnson screaming. She opened the door and told him she couldn't wake her husband. They called paramedics who could not revive him. Doctors did not declare an immediate cause of death. Toxicology and autopsy reports could take as long as 60 days, authorities told the family. I don't know why that is, folks. I've never heard of a toxicology. I'm an old cop, police investigator, and I've never heard of a toxicology of an autopsy taking 60 days, folks, never. But that's what they say here. I want to know the cause of death, said Ray Johnson, Derek's father. Stacy said he was in just fine that night. Everything was normal. He kissed her goodnight and went to sleep. Stan White, father of soldier Andrew White, has become an advocate for families of returning veterans with post-traumatic stress disorder. During his son's struggle with the disorder, and since his death, White has tracked similar cases. He knows of about 8 in the tri-state area of Kentucky, Ohio, and West Virginia at this time, and there could be many more. He and his wife Shirley introduced them to the Johnsons and Underwoods at Derek's funeral and offered their help. He is in contact with the office of Senator Jay Rockefeller, Democrat from West Virginia, who is a member of the Veterans Affairs Committee. Rockefeller requested an investigation into all these deaths, which is ongoing, said Stephen Broderick, the senator's press secretary. When I talked to his family about Derek, I realized it was the same old story, said White. It was all too familiar. He was taking those same drugs as the others, and yes, I believe they are still prescribing that same combination to other soldiers with PTSD. After speaking with family members, White wonders if the patients are taking the medicine as prescribed. I hear the music back there, awful hard to hear, very low, but I hear it, I think. And we'll be right back after this to finish up this very unusual story about veterans dying from their drugs in their sleep. Be right back.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. I'm that old cop, Jack McLam, retired cop, that is. Well, Stan White, father of a soldier, Andrew White, has become an advocate of families returning from the Gulf War with post-traumatic stress disorder, and I'm very proud of him for that. When he talked about to his family about Derek, he found out it was the same old story. The guys who have been dying, eight already that he's found, and there's more, he supposes. All died from the same drugs. And they're saying that an outgoing, very personable young man who worked at several jobs supporting his family, veteran Johnson, frequently was offered other jobs by customers in the stores where he worked. In 2006, he returned from the Middle East depressed and short-tempered. Johnson had operated the M249 squad automatic weapon and rapid-fire machine gun and rarely spoke about his experiences there. Folks, that's not unusual at all. They got to keep all this bottled up inside of them because just like our sergeant that came to us, when he got over there, he was told that he had to go out on night patrol with his team. And so he got out to the truck that was going to haul his team around, and the back of it was filled with shovels. And he said, being he was in charge, he says, "Guys, what's all those shovels for?" And one of the fellows that were there with him that had been there for about a year said, "Oh, Sergeant," he says, "the shovels are so when we go along, when we're patrolling tonight and we see an Iraqi citizen, we are to shoot them and then throw a shovel out alongside the road. If the guy's walking alongside the road, we shoot him, throw a shovel out to make people think that when he's found that he was burying IEDs, these roadside bomb devices." Okay? So the sergeant was quite shocked that whenever they'd see an Iraqi walking alongside the road at night, they would just execute him, kill him, and throw a shovel out. So it's no wonder that these guys have trouble talking, folks, and wanting to talk about their experiences there. We had six other soldiers, one a SEAL team member, come to us and tell us that they were daily told to execute men, women, and children, just put their gun to their head and blow their head off. And so this is what a lot of this PTSD is coming from, folks, why they wake up screaming at night, can't sleep at night, because they see the faces of these little boys and little girls' heads blowing up as they shoot them in the head, and the mothers and dads, too. Oh, brother. So he doesn't speak of his experiences when he came home. This is Veteran Johnson. "After his military prescriptions ran out, Johnson's medications were prescribed by private physicians because he refused to go to the VA hospital, where he was said he was required to wait long, long periods of time for appointments. His grandparents paid for his medications. He had a very short fuse when he came back," says Ray Johnson, his dad. "That was the biggest difference in his personality after he came back. Until his death, he worked 12 to 16 hours a day. He was an electrical apprentice at the John Amos power plant until he was let go when his work hours approached the union limits for apprentices. He was on his way to apply for another job when the car he drove was rear-ended in April 24. Johnson died May 2nd in his bed." So, folks, just wanted to keep you up on what's going on with our vets out there. A lot of them, it looks like now, are dying from their drugs, or a number of them anyway. We don't know how pervasive this is across the nation, but in that area up there in that tri-state area, it's they've found eight already that died in their sleep, and they believe it was because of the Paxil, Plomnipin, and Seroquel that they were given together for their post-traumatic stress problem. Okay, folks. Well, it looks like we won't have Chuck Carlson on with us today. Maybe, just maybe, next hour we will. But anyway, we'll continue on here. I want to share something with you folks that I did about a year ago. All right, very important indeed, because we are being lied to repeatedly that treaties and presidential directives and executive orders issued by our dictator president, executive agreements, NAFTA, GATT, World Trade Organization, the UN Charter, the UN Treaty, that they all supersede our U.S. Constitution. And that's bringing us under this Antichrist world government system that we're being told and taught, our kids are being taught in school too, the government brain laundry, that our Constitution can be basically superseded by anything. All right? And I'm going to put that to rest when we get back and tell you how to get a copy of this two-page form that will prove to anybody you hand it to that that is not true. Treaties do not supersede the U.S. Constitution, nor do executive orders, presidential directives. We'll be right back with more of the Officer Jack McLam program.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
All you men out there, you need to listen up. By the age of 60, one in two men already have a prostate-related health issue. What does this mean? It might be an enlarged prostate, difficulty going to the bathroom, and a diminished sex drive. Not a pretty picture. If you're a man, you need to give your body nutrition to support prostate health. There's no question about it. Many people hear this and they might think saw palmetto, but there's something so much better out there. It's called Beta Prostate, and it contains 3,000 times more healthy plant sterols than ordinary saw palmetto. So before you try anything else, try Beta Prostate. Ignoring your prostate's not going to make the problems go away. Taking Beta Prostate is guaranteed to provide effective, all-natural support. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. Call now and find out how you can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. Call now. How many of you have started your day, gone to work, and felt tired and weighed down? Or you go out at night to dinner, and you're uncomfortable because you're bloated and gassy? Well, the reason for this is that you might not be going to the bathroom enough. I know people that go to the bathroom once every 4 days, and they think that it's normal. But the worst scenario is when you look down at your belt line, you see your belly sticking out, but you know it's not fat. It's all that food you ate from days before. Well, from Nutritional Leaders New Vitality comes a great product called Colon and Body Cleanse. I take New Vitality's Colon and Body Cleanse because this product is like giving your body a shower on the inside. It cleans your digestive system by sweeping out your 25 feet of intestinal tract with natural herbs. I feel alive and lighter because I don't have anything weighing me down anymore. To try the Colon and Body Cleanse, call 1-800-362-5848. The first 100 callers will get $5 off their order. Don't wait. Call now. 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. Let me tell you all about a fantastic superfood called Royal Greens. Royal Greens offers incredible immune support, increases your energy, allows for better digestion, and is a heart-healthy blend. Royal Greens is made from an array of organic vegetables. One glass of Royal Greens has the antioxidant power that equals a big bowl of vegetables. Also, you're getting herbs like ginkgo biloba, aloe leaf powder, royal jelly, wheatgrass, and much more. Just mix a tablespoon of Royal Greens Ultra Blend powder into a cold glass of water, and that's it. It tastes great, and it's what you need for a natural energy boost. Royal Greens is sweetened with natural spearmint and stevia. For our listeners, today only, it is absolutely free. Just pay for shipping and handling. So call now. The phone number is 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Call now for your free Royal Greens. The number is 1-800-547-6603.
Welcome back, and I want to get into this with you here, folks. This is so serious. It is so serious that your children, and mine are grown up now, I have 9 grandchildren, have all been taught that treaties can be superseded, that the Constitution of the United States can be superseded by treaties and executive orders and presidential directives, which the president does all the time. And it doesn't matter if it conflicts with the Constitution or the Bill of Rights or not, because we've been taught that treaties and executive orders and presidential directives, executive agreements, can supersede the Constitution. Not so, says the Supreme Court of the United States. Now, folks, this was back when we did not have hardened criminals on the Supreme Court like we have today. Hardened criminals and internationalists, the Antichrist globalist in those 9 dresses there at the Supreme Court. There's only one woman, but they all wear black dresses. And so anyway, yeah, but they're all hardened criminals, folks, because I learned as a cop, intelligence officer for the city of Phoenix Police Department, that the most evil criminal, most despicable prosecutors, defense attorneys, if they prove they're totally evil, like I like to say, are willing to shoot their mother for a nickel and take bets on which way she'll fall, they were getting promoted up through the judgeships higher and higher and higher, because the international criminals that control our country did not want any judges up around them that could prosecute them for their criminal activity and terrorism, and like they did on 9/11. So, folks, this was laid out about our Constitution in 1956, all right? And it was true at that time, and it's still true today. The following qualifies as one of the greatest lies the globalists continue to push upon the American people and our children. That lie is, treaties supersede the U.S. Constitution. The second follow-up lie is that a treaty once passed cannot be set aside. Not true. Here is the clear, irrefutable facts, folks. And I want to get you this copy. It'll be 2 pages, and I'll tell you how to order it from Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter. And I want you to make many, many copies and hand it out to your children, your relatives, your friends, and make sure they know that we're being lied to as we come under this totalitarian military rule system here in the United States by our executive branch and by the Congress and the Senate. And, of course, the criminal Supreme Court. The U.S. Supreme Court has made it very, very clear over the years, folks, number one, that treaties do not override the U.S. Constitution, and number two, treaties cannot amend the Constitution. And last, number three, a treaty can be nullified by a statute passed before the signing of any treaty. Check out these decisions and help counter the lies we're being told and our children are being told as they put us under a totalitarian slave system. This court, the Supreme Court, has regularly and uniformly recognized the supremacy of the Constitution over any treaty. And that came right out of, those are the words, folks, right out of the Reed versus Covert case, October 1956, page 17. All right? This case involved the question, does the NATO Status of Forces Agreement, a treaty, supersede the U.S. Constitution? The Reed Court, the U.S. Supreme Court Reed Court, held in their opinion that, and here's the quote, folks, no agreement with a foreign nation can confer power on the Congress or any other branch of government which is free from the constraints of our U.S. Constitution. No agreement. Article 6, the Supremacy Clause of the Constitution declares this. This Constitution and the laws of the United States which shall be made in pursuant thereof and all of the treaties made or which shall be made under the authority of the United States shall be the supreme law of the land. Unquote. Now, folks, there is nothing in that language which intimates that treaties and laws enacted pursuant to them do not have to comply with the provisions of the U.S. Constitution, nor is there anything in the debates which accompanied the drafting and ratification of the Constitution which even suggests such a result. It would, and this is right from the court case, folks. I'm reading to you right from the Reed Court, United States Supreme Court, Reed Court, 1956. It would be manifestly contrary to the objectives of those who created the Constitution, as well as those who were responsible for writing the Bill of Rights, let alone alien to our entire constitutional history and tradition, to construe that Article 6 of the Constitution as permitting the United States to exercise power under an international agreement without observing constitutional prohibitions. In other words, we don't exercise power under these international treaties, folks. We exercise power over. Thank you.
life to pass away. But life presents us possibilities each and every day. I heard a calling that was right for me. I prayed for strength for what's ahead of me. The sun rose high and burnt the night away. Who stood before me was my enemy.
Don't tread on me.
He's come to take away my liberties. I'd rather die than be a slave to thee.
Hopefully, folks, I'm back on here. My phone battery went out on me. I'm having trouble with that phone battery. I ordered one this week, but it won't be until next week. So I'm kind of having a problem with the phone here, but I'm back on with another phone right now, and let's hope it'll keep running just proper during the next time here. But let's get back into this court decision, folks. The Reed Court decision for the United States Supreme Court. And it basically tells us, folks, that the prohibitions of the Constitution were designed to apply to all branches, and this is right out of the case. The prohibitions of the Constitution were designed to apply to all branches of the national government, and they cannot be nullified by executive orders and Senate combined. Now, folks, that is powerful. Did you understand what the Supreme Court said here? No executive order, no presidential directive, no treaty, no executive agreement, no NAFTA, GATT, World Trade Organization treaty, United Nations treaty, passed by anyone can supersede the U.S. Constitution. Now, this is a fact right from the Supreme Court. Several cases, folks. At this point, the court paused to quote from another of their opinions, another case, Jeffrey versus Riggs, okay, and they said this: the treaty power as expressed in the Constitution is in terms unlimited except by those restraints which are found in that instrument, the U.S. Constitution, against the action of the government or of its departments and those arising from the nature of the government itself and of that of the state. It would not be contended that it extends so far as to authorize what the Constitution forbids, or a change in the character of the government, or a change in the character of the state, or a cessation of any portion of the territory of the latter without the U.S. Constitution's consent. Assessing, folks, the GATT and the World Trade Organization, these are parasitic organizations in light of this part of the opinion, we see that it cannot attach itself to the host, our republic or our state, in any fashion the traitors in our government wish without our, the people, the sovereign people, acquiescing to it. They're back in the Reed Court now, folks. Let's go back to the Reed Court and continue with the opinion, 1956, of the Supreme Court. This court has also repeatedly taken the position that an act of Congress, which must comply to the Constitution, is on full parity with a treaty, and that when a statute, which is subsequent in time, is inconsistent with a treaty, the statute, to the extent of conflict, renders the treaty null and void. It would be completely analogous to say that a treaty need not comply with the Constitution when such an agreement can be overridden by a statute that must conform to the U.S. Constitution. The U.S. Supreme Court could not have made it more clear, folks. Treaties do not override the Constitution and cannot in any fashion amend it. Case closed. Now, we must let our elected representatives in Washington and the state legislators legislatures know that we no longer believe the big lie, folks. I would get a copy of this from us at Aid and Abet and send it to your congresspersons and your senators and tell them that you no longer believe the big lie, because the Supreme Court has said in two cases that these executive orders and presidential directives and treaties do not supersede the U.S. Constitution. Read it. Okay, if any reader or any listener there, folks, I'm reading this from an Aid and Abet police military newsletter that we put out a couple of years back. But any of the listeners want this evidence, please contact this Aid and Abet police military newsletter, folks. And if you do, if you can afford it, send us $3, because we need to pay the postage and print the document for you. And we'll send that right out to you. It's two pages, all right? And it's called Treaties Do Not Supersede the Constitution. But right in there, too, it says no executive orders, no presidential directives, no executive agreements supersede the U.S. Constitution. We need to have this in our hands, folks, to kill the big lie that we've been taught as they're trying to put us under this Antichrist totalitarian world government system. It is not true. The people in our Congress and the Senate that are passing unconstitutional laws are traitors to this country. And we need to let them know that. We need to let our relatives, our children, and our friends and associates know that too, and have them send this out, a copy of this out to their congressmen and senators too, and let them know that we've discovered the big lie, and it is not true, and we're not going to agree with it anymore. Okay, write to us here at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter, folks, and it's real easy to do. You don't have to write down Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter. You just put down A and A on the envelope, a capital A, the little and squiggly sign for and, A and A, another capital A, and that'll get to us just fine. Send it out to 115 Patrick Henry Court, and court you can just put down CT, that's fine. Patrick Henry, 115 Patrick Henry Court, send that to KAMIH, KAMIH, Idaho, 83536. That's KAMIH, KAMIH, Idaho, 83536. We'll send that right out to you, folks. I'll tell you. It's amazing how we've been lied to, but it's time to let our congresspersons and senators know that we've woken up to the big lie. You can even send it out to the president if you want to the White House, and let them know the big lie is now being exposed. And when you get your copy of this, folks, please make 100 copies of it and get it out. One suggestion I'll make to you folks, if we're going to turn this country around, and we are doing it, by the way, we are doing it, we need to get out and hand out 100 copies, 200, 300, 400 copies, 500 copies, and I'll tell you a fantastic way to do it, folks, to wake people up, okay? This is right from our Police and Military Association newsletter, and it says at the bottom, the copy you get, it says Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter, Special Issue Number 12. And so it carries a lot of weight when they see that it's written by Officer Jack McLam and that it's Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter, okay, right at the bottom of it. So it'll carry a lot of weight with people when they read that. But the best way I've learned, and people are doing this all over the country today, praise God, is on Sunday, instead, take a day off from church, from your religious festivities on Sunday, and go out in the parking lot of other churches, your own church too, by the way, but other churches too, in your area, and put it under the windshield wiper. It's only one sheet, back and forward, back and front, okay? And put it under the windshield wiper, and then go into the next church parking lot and put it under the windshield wiper. When people get out of church, they'll pull it in, and they'll say, "Treaties do not supersede the Constitution." What? And they will read it, folks. They will read it. So we'll be right back after these important messages.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse?
A world economic collapse could come any day.
Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound.
Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited.
Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system.
Without water, you die.
It's all online at survivalistseeds.com.
Are you prepared?
That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become
property of the New World Order.
Hi, I'm Ayala Jags. I'm in business just like you. I spend a lot of time on my cell phone and I'm very concerned about the potential dangers of cell phone radiation, and you should be too. I found dozens of studies from around the world linking cell phone use to everything from skin conditions to brain tumors. It's shocking, it's scary. Numerous products claim to block cell phone radiation, but do they really? Then I found the Wave Shield. It's the only shielding device that has survived rigorous testing in an FTC-listed lab and is proven to block up to 97% of cell phone radiation from entering your sensitive inner ear. The Wave Shield is easy to apply, it fits almost every phone, and it really, really works. Don't take chances. Protect yourself, protect your family. The Wave Shield is only $19.95. Take just a moment. Call and order your Wave Shield right now. The evidence is growing. Why take a chance? Protect everyone you love. Call now.
866-989-9147.
Program here, and we'll start taking phone calls at the beginning of this next hour here. If you'd like to call in, that would be just fine, folks. Let me get my call-in number here for you. We only do a weekly program, so I forget it in between. Sorry about that. It's 800-313-9443. Call in on 800-313-9443 for the next hour. We've only got a couple minutes here. But I, as the calls come in, I want to get into something else here with you. A very demonic and evil man, Anthony Scalia, Justice Anthony Scalia, has been giving false information out about habeas corpus, okay? And he's been caught. To boast bolster his argument that the Guantanamo detainees should be denied the right to prove their innocence in federal court. Justice Anthony Scalia wrote in his dissent, and I quote, at least 30 of those prisoners hitherto released from Guantanamo have returned to the battlefield against our troops. It turns out that that statement is absolutely false, folks, but it's not the first time I've heard it being issued from the neocon Trotskyites that control the White House and the Pentagon. According to the new report by Seton Hall Law Center for Policy and Research, the statistics was endorsed by a Senate minority report issued June 26, 2007, which cites a media outlet, the Communist News Network, CNN, in turn named the DOD, Department of Defense, as a source. The 30 number, that 30 of the Guantanamo Bay releasees have returned to the battlefield, however, was corrected in the DOD, the Department of Defense's press release issued July 2007. And the DOD document submitted to the House Foreign Relations Committee on May 20, 2008, abandons the claim entirely, totally. The largest possible number of detainees who could have returned to the fight, possibly, is 12. However, the Department of Defense has no system for tracking the whereabouts of released detainees, none at all. The only one who has undisputedly taken up arms against the United States or its allies is serial number ISN-220, who was released by political officers of the DOD against the recommendations of the military officers. So that's the only one. And they won't give his name, they just use his prisoner number, ISN-220. And folks, we know as law enforcement people, because of the intel people we communicate with in the military and in the private sector, that these goat herders and sheep herders that were snatched up and taken into Guantanamo Bay and Abu Ghraib prison to be tortured and tortured and tortured for years and years and years, finally break down if they don't die, and many of them do die, they finally break down and sign whatever the government wants them to sign, saying they're traitors, saying they're terrorists, saying they're CIA, Al-Qaeda members, and so forth and so on. And wouldn't you, folks, you were tortured for 5-6 years, finally, you would finally sign whatever they tell you to sign, because you would be out of your head, just absolutely mad, crazy, okay? We'll be right back for the second hour of the Officer Jack McLam program.
Men.